How's it going?
Fantastic. How about with you?
You know, busy. So not great. Oh, I hate being busy. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's not good. Work should be more about like figuring out how to pirate Nintendo Switch games and wiggling my mouse so that that I stay green on the Teams app. That's really what I want.
Well, that's all you did during work.
Well, not this week for sure. How about you? What's new with you?
And we had this show last night. Have you ever heard of Kim Dracula?
No.
It's a weird mix of like every genre combined into these little 3 minute long sort of metal songs.
Okay.
It's weird and wild, but it was pretty fun.
All right.
Like it goes from like this like smooth, really fun little like saxophone breakdown into like classic heavy metal singing, and then immediately switches to like nice, catchy, poppy, like real singing. It's so weird. But it was fun.
All right.
I'd never heard of them before.
What was it called again?
Kim Dracula.
Kim Dracula. I might check that out. That sounds like my kind of thing, actually.
Yeah, like our one coworker was talking it up for a couple weeks because he's buddies with the touring drummer, and he played us a couple songs, and it's so wild.
Yeah, I'm in.
They passed by me after the meet and greet happened, and whatever cologne or perfume they wear, it smelled fucking incredible too.
Ooh.
So that's a plus.
That's definitely a big plus.
Like it's kind of like Ghost, where it's like just the singer. And then it's like a revolving door of touring musicians. But all the musicians all wear these kind of purple, they look like the Slaughter to Prevail masks, but they're purple. That's cool. Fun show, I guess.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I like that. I like Ghost.
They had this opening act called, what the fuck was his name? Jergensen? And I guess he's I don't know if he's Norwegian, but he's like a Monomarth, except he just kind of covers songs and does his own versions of them too.
Okay.
Like they had a problem where their van, the doors got locked and they couldn't get into the van to get their equipment out. They had to call the Mercedes dealership and have them come and take the door off just so they could get back in at the end of the night. So basically they just performed like a weird set with just a laptop, but the guy had a giant prop sword that he kept swinging around. That was cool.
So he's just like DJing instead of doing stuff. That's cool.
Like two dudes. It's two dudes just rapping over backing tracks the entire time. It was.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
They were okay.
All right.
I just liked his giant prop sword that he was swinging around.
Oh, cool. At least he brought the sword.
Yeah, it's a good thing he grabbed the important essential parts for his set.
Yeah, his sword and his laptop.
The toy sword and his laptop.
Did that on purpose, probably.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. All right, you ready to get into some cunts? Think I'm ready.
Yeah, let's do some Jimmy Jaw stuff.
Yeah.
See you next trailer. It's the podcast. That you crave, Jamie Joe, still here, gonna pave the way in your face metal. That's what we do, what we do. See you any podcast coming straight to you.
Cunts. I'm Donnie Cunt.
I'm Dave Cunt.
All right, welcome to Cunts, the show where we watch a bunch of cunts and tell you what to think about it. The First Omen. Okay, that sounds like a good first trailer.
Crow. Oh, the Crow.
Let's go with the First Omen for our first trailer.
30 minutes to read that.
Yeah. It's all good. All right, we're getting a good countdown here, I think.
You don't have to be afraid.
Or maybe that wasn't a countdown. What was that, 6? Oh, is it 666?
Oh, yeah, maybe it was countdown to the devil's number.
Yeah, just 666. I thought they were counting down from 6.
Counted down to evil.
Yeah. This child is his wife. All right, so there's like a laughing pregnant lady.
You can see a weird face on her inside of her mouth.
Yeah.
Gross.
At the orphanage.
This is like, what if the Omen, but women? This is like all women. Isn't the Omen supposed to be like a little boy? You must
be very careful, Mark. Is that the one with Damien?
Maybe. I think so. Bad things will start to happen around her. Who's this bitch, though?
She's gonna kill herself.
No eyebrows, bitch.
You know, don't.
Her hair looks gross. Oh, because she's doused in gasoline.
That's cool.
Yeah, all right.
Have to do with Carlita? It's like that. She's burning herself
in support of that. Yeah.
Yeah. She's going to yell about Palestine.
Lady will stop at nothing to keep it that way.
All right, there's like riots somehow. Probably because of the first Omen.
You create something to fear. I believe the girl is to be the mother.
Mother of what?
Alright, witness something.
Just a bunch of, like, weirdly hot nuns.
Yeah, why are all these nuns so hot?
Yeah, are nuns supposed to be this sexy?
I think they are. There's got to be a lot of nun porn. I'll bet that's a category.
Oh. I'm going to research that later.
Yeah, do a little research.
I'm totally interested in it now.
Do your research.
After watching this trailer, yeah.
Interested in Christ now.
It's my new thing.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the first Omen. I mean, I guess looks like a bunch of hot
absolute
nuns.
Absolute fun.
So, yeah.
Beautiful nuns everywhere.
Hot cuts.
Burning themselves alive. What more could you want?
Not too much. All right.
Spider crawling around one of their sexy little small bellies. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of them's Preggers or something. That's pretty good.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I see the Crow. He mentioned the Crow, too. Let's see what's going on with the Crow. Is this just like hands coming out of liquid? I don't remember this about the Crow.
Have you seen all the memes about people comparing him to Ninja from D'Antwer?
I definitely see it. Oh, that was it. Okay. That was like a 10-second thing. Just
they didn't even show the cool tattoos.
Yeah, where is it? He's going to... So it's just like this guy coming out of like of slime. Like...
Wait, the trailer drops tomorrow.
Oh, that sucks. We're a day late or a day early. I do like the trailer for the trailer, though. That's pretty cool.
That's badass. You know it's a good movie then.
Yeah, I've never seen that before, but I'm
absolute gone. Yeah. Everyone watch this.
I don't even
greatest
need to
movie
see
the whole time.
I don't even need to see the trailer now. I'm already hooked. All right. Well, that's the Crow. He's like, it reminds me of Death Stranding. He's coming out of the black ooze. That's pretty cool. I do like Death Stranding.
Oh, that's that out too.
Okay, we'll watch that one. I was looking at the Godzilla versus Kong. Not really, but I remember the name, but I've never seen it. Have you seen
it? The one with emotions.
I've seen the promotions. Yeah.
No. I said I think it's the one about emotions.
Oh yeah,
for a little kid.
I get that concept. Glad to have her on
our team. Our little girls, we wanted to make such a good first impression.
All right.
What do you mean we?
There's just a lot of quirky characters.
Look at your hair.
Calm there, buddy.
Wow, very funny. Okay.
So awkward.
Yeah, very awkward.
Future. You want to sit with us?
These girls are fantastic.
All right. So you can watch this little girl go through puberty. Basically,
yeah, get humiliated at ice hockey practice.
I always wondered what it's like to be a prepubescent girl hitting puberty.
We are suppressed.
Come on, Riley needs.
Oh, everybody has little emotion, guys.
Yeah, you do too.
I didn't realize that.
It's how the human body works. It's science.
It does seem. That does seem to check out.
Yeah.
Those guys are jerks.
All right, Inside Out 2. I don't get the sarcasm joke though. What's the deal? Does that chasm just mean sarcasm? Oh, because of the chasm, maybe.
I suppose.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe I don't get it. All right, I'm done with Joy. Certified cunt, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's look at Atlas. That sounds interesting. I like Atlas. He holds up the world and shit. That's pretty cool. That one's Atlas. He is strong. Right? He's a strong guy who holds up the world.
Yeah, I think he holds up stuff.
We'd just be falling through space. I'm just thinking
of the X-Men one.
Oh, okay. That works too.
One, I mean.
Do you copy?
Right, so some kind of space movie. Future movie, actually. Okay.
J-Lo?
Is that...
Oh, sweet. There's mechs in it. Yeah. Oh, shit. She pilots a mech.
I do like mechs. There's not enough mechs these days. So it's just going to end up being like a series of music videos or something.
I hope Fat Joe appears somewhere to like back her up in it.
I hope so. Fire thrusters now! Oh, Fat Joe's going to step in and save the day. Oh, man. Come on. Bring Fat Joe in.
This is Atlas Shepard.
J-Lo wasn't in Fight for New York, I don't think, so... I don't really care that much. Atlas. Okay. On Netflix. Maybe not for me, because she wasn't in Fight for New York, so who cares?
Yeah, Fat Joe wasn't in that.
Yeah.
That kind of bummed me out.
It does seem like Fat Joe should be there.
I was under the impression they were a duo now. You don't get one without the other.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Apparently we're wrong. All right. How about Late Night with the Devil? Whoa.
Heck yeah. The devil does have a party.
Yeah. Do like that. Sounds like the same story as the first Omen, though. Oh, I like this guy's devil costume. That's good prosthetics.
Yeah. Not quite as hot as the non-porn.
No. No. Once again. All right, Halloween 1977. Very excited for you to see it all unfold before your very eyes. I really hope you love it. One live television event. Shock the Nation. I don't remember this event. And I'm trying to
help you keep. Wait, I wasn't born in 1977, so I missed it.
Neither have I. I haven't heard of it though. I feel like if it's
probably been edited out since because people watch the devil do shit.
That is your devil. I really don't think it's a good idea.
So yeah, she's becoming more unpredictable. That's the devil is what that is. The girl is the devil. It's a lot of lady devils these days.
Devil talks to him. Attempt to commune with
the devil. Sounds like it, yeah.
Lily, can you hear me?
Oh, so she like channels the devil. Okay, I see what's going on.
Good to see you again, Jack.
Lily, return to me.
All right. About ratings
anymore. No one's quite. Rosemary's Baby meets Network.
I don't know Network. What is Network?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
You're about to see.
You okay, Jack?
Looks cool. This is based on a true story.
You get out there, Mr. Midnight.
Looks believable.
But you knock him dead.
Kind of into that. I could get into it. Interesting concept. All right, cool. Awesome. Okay. Well, Late Night with the Devil. Gonna be a cunt. The Idea of You. Does that sound interesting?
Sure.
Okay. Let's try that.
How did you guys meet? We need to know the story.
Right, some sort of romantic comedy. Young hot teens.
Hi.
Is this your trailer?
Yeah, I'm in the band. We're performing on the main stage.
Oh, he's in a band. That's dreamy.
I met someone tonight. I feel a little inspired. This one's called Closer.
When she, like, said... When he said, like, this is my trailer, I thought... I was thinking more like Trailer Park Boys and not, like, you know, band trailer.
Someone, we need you up front. Okay.
A little disappointed.
No.
I don't know if you remember me, but...
Yeah.
We met in Coachella.
Yes, I remember you.
Well, I desperately need some artwork.
Why don't we start in the back?
I like these.
Ah, fantastic. This piece is from my friend Sarah.
What's it called?
Unclose Me.
And what do you feel when you look at it?
He sounds like he's British.
I think he's Australian.
He talks like Ricky. I can't pronounce Reagan's correctly.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
It's nothing, really.
I like it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe he is British. Maybe not Australian.
I don't think they're teens. I think that's Anne Hathaway.
Oh, really? Okay. She's the like guy looks much younger. I wasn't,
right?
Yeah, I wasn't talking about her. I was talking about the guy. He looks very young.
What about what people will say?
I don't care what they say.
Why would they say anything? Is because she's like old and he's like a teenager? Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't think it counts though when the woman is older.
I didn't know my being happy.
I mean, as long as she's Anne Hathaway, no one's gonna say shit to you.
Yeah. Yeah, people do hate happy women. It's a fact.
True.
Dress?
No.
All right. Idea
view. Wait a second. Prime video.
Was that Anne Hathaway? Did they actually say the name? I missed the name then.
Yeah.
But okay.
Said her name first and then whatever this dude's name is.
Then the other guy. I don't know. I'm worried more and more about my facial blindness. I watched that that movie Argyle, the one with the cat. Do you remember that one? The cat in the backpack?
Oh yeah, Stray the movie.
Yeah. It was pretty like long, and it was way too long, but it's like the whole movie they have like this character that's a portrayal of a character in a book. So, but it's you know, they show like what he's doing and shit. And they keep showing him throughout the movie, and then at the end of the movie, like they had the same actor like appear in real life but with like different hair, and I like totally didn't recognize him. I think I have facial blindness. It's like if you change the hair, I will not recognize them. It's weird. I can only identify people by their hair, so when they change it, it's a big problem. All right, I think that's good on movies. Let's take a look at
TV. Is there a trailer for that movie? What's that new one? Damsel?
I think Netflix? We saw one a while ago. Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Yeah.
Isn't that okay? Because I thought it's supposed to be coming out like this week.
I think it's already out. I remember seeing it on Netflix maybe over the weekend or something.
So, ah, shit. Did you watch it? Is it good?
No, I didn't watch it. So, but probably not. I just watched the cat 11, movie.
It's 11 from Stranger Things, sword fighting.
Oh yeah. That's
promising.
That's the one. Yeah. Everyone else looked kind of like fruity though. So I'm like, okay. I don't know. It seemed like Game of Thrones. So I was like, ah, fuck it.
Cool. Are there dragons?
There's like castles and people
dead zombies
flamboyantly. I don't know about all that, but
sibling fucking.
No, just the castles are the same. I don't know if there's sibling fucking, then maybe I'll give it a shot, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Moving down to TV though, I see this. Parasite the Grey season 1. That sounds cool. What is a parasite? Okay, it's a, what is that, Korean? I think
we like that Korean movie called Parasite.
This is spelled differently though. It's spelled like with a Y instead of an I.
Oh,
parasitize, is that a word? It's like, yeah. Oh, it's going to parasitize you.
A parasite is.
Oh, so they become fucking...
Cool, they become monsters.
The Stranger Things monsters, yeah. Or just some kind of monster, right? All right, they look and act human, but then they do weird head stuff.
I like those cool. Who are like sword fighting with their little whip parts.
Yeah. So it's kind of like The Strain, but with parasites. I guess The Strain was parasites, right? Those little cum worms.
Yeah.
Strain cum was worm. Cum worms, right?
Yeah.
All right, got it. Oh, she has it too. Okay.
That's awesome.
That does look interesting. I do wish it was just a movie. I'm always like it's hard to get into a foreign TV show a lot of the time. So you got to like pay attention and do like read and stuff.
I'm not going to read anything. I'm not watching it.
Okay. If it was a movie, I'm more into it.
It looks awesome, but
the series has to be really good though. For me to get hooked and like read the whole time.
Fallout.
I already watched that one. That's all right. Oh, we saw Chicken Nugget too. Okay. So not too many.
Okay. Yeah.
What about this three body problem? That sounds like, that Marvel, Ms. Marvel thing, the Marvels.
Something insane.
Oh yeah. I watched that, the Marvels movie, a few weeks ago, actually, maybe like a month ago, but, I mean, that was pretty cool. Cause Beast came in there at the end.
Yeah.
I did like seeing Beast.
The worst Beast, but yeah, awesome.
Kelsey Grammer. I love that Beast. What's a better Beast?
Fuck Kelsey Grammer. I detected a sequence. None.
Yeah, I don't think there's. Was there anybody else who played Beast? I think he was the only one.
Yeah, the shitty kid from Skins who's gonna be Lex Luthor. That terrible guy was Beast in the First Class movies.
Oh really? Who are they? Didn't realize. I'll have to watch that movie then. That guy's cool.
No, those are terrible action movies.
Oh, hello, darling.
When your consciousness ends in one world.
All right.
Isn't this the dude from the Eternals?
Yeah, it is the dude from the Eternals.
What do you think is happening?
Like I've been paying attention to what's going on here, but looks like high sci-fi.
I've been thinking about Beast.
Yeah, now I'm just thinking about Beast. I don't know. It's a bunch of weird shots of shit going on. That looks fun.
How will you? Fancy looking planes.
Yeah. Spaceships. There's like a lot of directions this is going in.
Someone who fought back.
This bitter earth.
All right, three body problem. There you have
I'm
it.
In.
Beast. Three beasts. Better have three beasts appearing in there. All right, cool. I think that's good on TV then. Let's move on to video games, see what's going on.
Oh, did you see that thing I sent you? They're making a Slipknot costume for Dead by Daylight.
Oh, really? That's cool. We'll have to see if we find that trailer. Slipknot, nice. Fuck yeah.
So now Dead by Daylight is just whatever fucking band wants to have a costume in our game. Go ahead, we'll do it.
Yeah. Is that this All Things Wicked? Iron Maiden,
Slipknot.
Is All Things Wicked, Slipknot?
I just saw it still. I never saw a trailer for it. I don't think it's out.
Okay, got it. All right, well, cool. I'm excited about that. Iron Maiden versus Slipknot is going to be, that's grade A cunt. I'm looking at this Just Hoops. I want to see what that is.
Basketball.
Yeah. I think sports games are fun to talk about for some reason.
Right up your alley.
Yeah.
Oh, VR basketball.
Oh, cool. All
it's
right.
Like Papa Shot from cool the arcades.
Up. Yeah. Oh, I guess it's just VR doing that at the arcade.
It's just arcade Papa Shot.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Jordan. Oh, you could play with your friends too.
We actually had our own Papa Shot game in our house when we were little kids growing up.
Oh, really? That's cool. Damn. Yeah. You really had it made when you were a kid. Good childhood. I know. We never had those. We had a pool table though, so I guess that's cool. Oh, it's on Vision Pro.
A pool table.
Oh wait, something else is happening. That's this crab in a sandbox. All right, that's cool. Oop. All right.
Absolute cunt. Papa Shot.
Yeah, get your Apple Pro Vision thing. All right, come on. Okay.
Is there anything more fun than playing actual Papa Shot? It's VR Papa Shot.
Oh, yeah. That's all I really need.
Under Dead by Daylight. All things wicked.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. It sounded like not like that. I see this Akuma, official Akuma trailer for Street Fighter 6. We got to watch Akuma.
I heard that he just got released.
I guess. It's big news right there.
Why did they wait so long to include him in the game?
I don't know. He's just Ryu, right? But with just put him in there.
But works the better. Same way.
Yeah, he's way cooler than Ryu for sure.
Feels like he should be a day one character.
Yeah, I would think so. Oh yeah, look at that. He's all big and cool. He's wearing a lot of fur. I guess I had to design that fur that he's wearing. Oh, does he have a beard or is that fur? Can't tell. Every moment. Oh my god, just show me fucking Akuma. What the fuck? I thought he has red hair. Why is his hair white
now? He's blonde or gray?
Maybe it's gray. It's blonde. Gray.
I have Akuma just went through a midlife crisis and just like bleached his hair and shit.
Yeah, he's just like frosted his tips or whatever.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sick. He does have a cool beard.
Gets a puka shell necklace to go with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He always wears the puka shell necklace, though, doesn't he?
Oh, he's got that giant-ass beaded one, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know if that's puka shell.
I think it's puka shells.
Oh, that's even cooler.
All right, cool.
Old man Akuma. Midlife crisis Akuma.
I like that. Akuma's cool. Yeah, why'd they wait so long for that? Akuma's the best. They should get that guy who's like half red and half blue. I forget that guy's name. But he's like a big boss character. I think his name was something stupid like Sean or Mike or something. It was something like really like boring and not intimidating.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Sean, final boss. Okay, well, that's cool. I'm into that. Let's check out Dead by Daylight, All Things Wicked.
Fuck yeah.
That's probably
Slipknot.
It's got to be Slipknot, right? That's a Slipknot reference, All Things Wicked.
It's that Corey Taylor song.
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
Is that... I thought he just did that Through the Glass song.
That's Stone Sour Corey Taylor. This is Slipknot Corey Taylor.
Oh yeah, Stone Sour. Is that still a thing?
I don't know.
Maybe it's just that one song, right?
I mean, I think they've had like 7 albums or something like that.
Okay.
But I do know that one song.
All right. Oh, they have those hoop-up machines. Arcade in it.
That's cool.
Get to play some basketball.
Papa Shot.
Yeah. Hoop up. So it's just like...
It is weird looking hair.
Yeah. It's very punk rock. Oh, this... She has a cat ear hood. That's pretty cool. This new character.
Yeah, that's awesome. We had a bunch of girls wearing like cat ear costumes at the show last night.
Oh, that's cool. I like cat ear costumes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's fun. The Unknown. Gotta buy that one. I guess we'll never know what it is. It's unknown. All right, looks cool, but it's not. Doesn't appear to be Slipknot.
Lady's lip is weird looking. It looks like she has like a eye or something painted into the middle of her lips on the bottom.
Yeah, she has a very, very, very style. Ooh, PlayStation 5 Pulse Explore wireless earbuds. Let's check that trailer out. Love me some earbuds. I've been waiting for these.
PlayStation keeps emailing me about these things, and I'm like, I'm not interested. Stop it.
They're going to make you interested.
I don't think they're going to succeed in that.
Seamless connectivity, though.
Okay,
I'm in. Hear everything. Yeah. Pinpoint audio precision. Fuck yeah. Noise rejection. Oh yeah. You got to get all that.
I don't play 95% of my PlayStation games listening to the audio in the games.
Oh really?
I don't think I need to improve it.
Well, maybe that's the problem. You need to improve it so you can appreciate it. So right now, you just don't appreciate it.
I don't. I mute it and listen to music or podcasts.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's watch this Helldivers 2 trailer because I keep seeing stuff.
I've heard big things about this game.
Yeah, me too. I'm curious.
Like everyone in the world beat some stage and they unlocked some kind of upgrade for themselves.
Yeah. I heard they like limit the number of players that are able to play at one time too. So like if there's too many people playing the game currently, you have to like wait in line. That sucks.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Wait your turn. Patience is cool.
Mom said it's my turn on the Helldivers. All right, cool. Helldivers. Oh, fuck.
Total cunt.
Yeah. Okay. What's next? The Lullaby Life. That sounds good.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Constantly napping.
Yeah, could go for more naps. All right, so there's like a... Where is this little guy? It's like a character shaped like balls, like flying around.
Yeah.
It's kind of shaped like a ball sack.
Triangular ball sack.
Yeah, that's cool. I do want to play as the ball sack character.
Puzzle solving game?
Yep, solve those puzzles.
Doesn't sound like a lullaby to me.
No, it sounds like very exciting. I'm awakened, actually.
Yeah, just awaken new powers or something.
Yep. All right, so you gotta uncover secrets and escape danger. Whoa. Does look dangerous. All right. I like the ball sack guy, but I don't know about the rest of it.
No.
But I do like playing wish his balls.
Wish listed now.
I'm gonna. It's in my wish list. All right. Cool.
Sleight of hand. That sounds cool.
Sleight of hand. Okay. Here we go. Let's check it out.
I hope it's a card trick game.
It's gotta be, right?
Not everyone's ex-employer set them up to take a fall. Just so happens...
She's smoking some cool-looking cigarettes.
Yeah, it looks like blue smoke. Maybe that's just a light, though.
They call me Lady Luck. And every card I draw is lucky.
Oh, she has, like, magic. Like, legit magic cards.
What my old coven is up to. They better hope they have a good hand.
Over there! She's here!
Not tonight, boys.
Oh. Disappearing card. Okay. Those seem more like tarot cards, handy. Though.
Yeah. The coven wants to play. That should have been like a three of spades, and she's just like, uh-huh.
It's gambit. Should just
Triple
be gambit.
Disappearing.
Hard-boiled 3D action. All right, cool.
I'm in.
Xbox and Steam.
Now.
Yeah.
Cunt.
That's a certified cunt. Looks interesting, though. All right. What have we got? Anything in Nintendo look cool? Not really. Nintendo hasn't had too much cool stuff come out lately.
Abe in the Dark.
Oh, They have
Blood Moon.
Contra,
fuck yeah. Yeah.
Let's watch Contra.
Heard of that?
I remember Contra. It's like big strong guys shooting guns. It's awesome.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's an old school one. Red pants guy and blue pants guy. All right, cool. They left him just with different pants and no shirts.
Which it should be.
Yeah. Looks like there's women in it now, though. So, sorry, Dave.
First baseball. Yeah. Motherfucking Contra. When does it end?
It's just women everywhere. Hopefully this isn't like one hit and you die, you know? I always hated that about Contra.
I would hope they changed that aspect of it, but...
Yeah, it's too fucking hard.
Or at least give you an autosave now.
Yeah, something like that would be good. I like how it just seems like everyone is... Like, a lot of the characters are just, like, standing around shooting and not really, like, moving. They just, like, stand there.
Contra, Operation Galuga.
Galuga.
Cool name. Yeah, Galuga.
Cool name. All right, I'm in. I'll check that out.
Absolute cunt.
Yeah, why not? Well, that's definitely a cunt. Oh, what about this paper trail? That sounds fun. I like paper trails.
No, never leave a paper trail.
Yeah. Town of Southfold. There is a crumbling old cottage. Home to now it looks like. Oh, so you're like folding the screen to solve puzzles.
You fold papers to make shit happen.
Doing origami and shit. Yeah. Didn't want her to go here until the rain clears. So we may as well. That's kind of weird.
Well, it's storm. There's zero rain in any of these pages.
There's rain right there.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
One.
It's one rain. Journaling, origami, oh, and bending the space-time continuum. But more on that later. That's the part I want to know about. How does this world work? Fold paper around. Solving puzzles, folding paper.
Looks fun.
It does look kind of fun. Wonder how that works.
I'm in.
Though. Yeah. All right. Paper trailing it up.
And it's backwards generation compatible. PS4.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You're right. And Xbox One. Which I think the Series S or X is the current one, right?
I think it's X, right? I don't know.
Yeah. Who knows?
I gave up on figuring out Xbox.
Yeah, they don't have very good naming conventions these days. Anything else for PlayStation?
Headbangers.
All right, we can watch that one. Oh, it looks like a Guitar Hero game. Oh, is this just about doing mosh pits? Cool, but
you dance as emoji dicks.
Yeah, I do like that you're a dick character.
And pigeons.
Oh, they're pigeons, not dick and balls.
Most of these are dicks.
Yeah, they're more dick-shaped than pigeon-shaped. So is this about, like, you're just in a mosh pit or something? That's cool.
Absolute con.
Yeah.
Mosh pits. You get to play as a penis, and you just dance around.
Yeah. All right, maybe one more. Something looks cool here. I'm going to go up to these ones here, see if anything jumps out at me. Oh, wait, another Dead by Daylight, Blood Moon. All right, let's do that one. Why is Dead by Daylight coming out with so much content these days?
That's how they make their money.
Oh.
What happened to the trailer?
I don't know. Let's refresh that. Okay, there it is. I understand it's inappropriate. Cool. All right, this is going to be good. I like inappropriate trailers.
This one worries me.
Hopefully it won't give you nightmares or something. All right. In-game event.
Looks like they're using the Oni.
Looks like Samurai Eddie from Iron Maiden.
Yep.
That is Red Mist, the Oni. Excalibur. Okay. It's just bloody attire. Just do blood stuff. So what, you gotta just do a bunch of blood-based things instead of generator-based things? Is that what's going on here?
I don't understand if you get special Blood Moon mission perks for this event, or like if they're included for everyone, or if you have to unlock them for your characters. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they have like universal perks?
Well, yeah, sort of. Like as you level up more and more, you get the option, you can buy other people's perks throughout your blood charts.
Okay, I see. All right. Well, March 18th, you can partake.
I'm gonna get that new one for the doctor, because that's a character that's been around since launch.
Fuck yeah.
So it's weird that they're giving him a new move.
Yeah, why not, though? Let's give those old characters some new shit. And
some replay value. Fuck yeah.
They've got to make it keep going. All right. Well, that's a lot of cunts. Let's end the cunts there. It's pretty good ones.
Galuga.
Yeah, Galuga. That's a pretty funny name.
Fun. That's a fun name.
It is, yeah. Operation Galuga. It's a made up word if I've ever seen one.
All words are made up.
That's true. All right. Well, that's been Cunts. Join us again next week for more Cunts. And take it away, Jamie Josta.
See you next trailer. It's the podcast that you crave, Jamie Josta. You're gonna pave the way in your face, metal. That's what we do. What we do. See you any podcast coming straight to you.
Cunts.
Yeah, Cunts.
Yeah. I think, wait, let me look at the calendar here. Oh yeah, I think next week will be the last episode, and then I need to take a month off. So
okay,
all right, that's
we're making it a good one.
Yeah, better have some good cunts hold us over for a whole month.
Just edit together highlights of us saying cunt.
Yeah,
play those.
I'll just take audio of whatever cunts came out that week and just put us saying cunt over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. Just piece together an episode or two.
Content. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's good content.
Compilations of our greatest moments.
Yeah. Did fucking MLB The Show come out yet?
I think it comes out maybe tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Fuck.
Pre-order bonus weekend.
Okay. You getting it? Or are you
fuck
still
no.
Not,
I refuse.
No more. No women. Don't want to create any
no,
women.
Okay. They've tainted my game.
No, no more MLB.
This is where I drew the line.
You gotta get a new baseball game.
Fuck. That means I'm gonna have to go to EA Sports. What's that? Oh god, no.
What's the EA Sports one?
Oh, they've got a terrible one.
RBI
it's no
baseball.
Fun. It's yeah, that's it.
Is it?
I think it is.
Why is theirs not fun and 2K one?
It's
is it 2K?
Good.
2K is a good
one?
No,
it's not 2K. It's San Diego Studios.
Okay. So what's bad about that one? Just play that one. That sounds cool.
No.
RBI Baseball.
It's not good. It's lame. It's not realistic at all.
Well, oh, that's the one where you can you hit people in the dick, though. That's realistic.
That part's realistic, but nothing else is.
What other part do you need? What do you want?
I want to play franchise mode.
They probably have dick play, franchise dick play mode. Whatever it is. It's all dick based.
Giving up on baseball, I'm just going to Madden full time.
Just go to Hoop Up or whatever.
I fucking hate football.
Yeah, football is really dumb and gay.
At least they don't, at least they keep bitches out of the games.
Do they? I thought they always
no,
like come
no
in.
No women in the NFL.
Oh, NFL, yeah, no, no way. No, no, no. Football is really dumb and gay though.
No, it's really straight and hetero because it's all dudes and bros.
Slapping
ass.
Each other with towels and stuff, yeah.
Tap ass, fuck yeah.
Grab ass and stuff.
Attaboy, good play.
Yeah, you can't do that with women around. It would make it gay.
No. You get it set to HR.
Right. And if you're playing grab ass with men when you could be doing it with women, then that makes you gay.
No, that makes you safe because you're not being inappropriate.
Oh, okay.
Yesterday at work, I was like, hey, great job down there. And I high-fived a dude and slapped him on the ass. And there was a lady coworker. I was like, hey, great job. I high-fived her. I slapped her on the ass. Then I got sent to HR.
Yeah, got written up.
Yeah.
Got a warrant.
I beat a supportive teammate.
Yeah. Just don't understand HR people.
Cheap women out of sports games. Come on. Just give them their own. Softball, WNBA, All-Stars, like FIFA, ladies teams. Come on. Just
they have their own.
More than belong.
They have their own American football team, right? The one where they like wear bikinis and stuff.
Oh, yeah. The Lingerie League or whatever it is.
Yeah, that's the women's league.
There you go.
Play there. Just do that.
Yeah, you can play that video game.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that one? I'll create
characters. I'm sure it probably existed on like the Xbox 360. It feels like that era of game would have been around then.
Oh yeah, like the guy game or something. Or they had other like weird like pervy games and stuff back then. Those were the days.
They also just created like all kinds of there was like a pro paintball league game.
Oh, cool.
They had on the 360, I remember.
Nice.
For whatever fucking reason.
It's fun. It's like Splatoon. That's a paintball game, basically.
Except cooler and more realistic.
That's true. Need realism in my games.
Yeah.
So no women.
And bikinis on the sidelines only.
Yeah, cheerleaders only. So I can get huge erection before playing football with my boys.
Yeah.
So it'd be gay if the girls weren't there.
Right, right.
Sports talk.
Sports.